Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Grey's Academy, your favorite Grey's Anatomy podcast on the whole internet. I am one of your hosts, Kelsey.
And I am one of your hosts, Carmen. And it is a beautiful day to podcast. It feels like a whole new podcast because I'm sitting on the opposite side of the room now in a new couch. You could see the Beatles behind me and no longer Robin Williams and Ben Stiller. Although, could you see Paul McCartney in my background before? Were you able to see him and make him out?
Not every time, but some of the time.
Yeah, so I guess Paul McCartney's still in my background. He's...
Yeah, he is in the Beatles.
This one
is
right
Ringo
here.
Is Ringo Starr the best drummer in the world? Ringo Starr is not even the best drummer in the Beatles. I say like every other week.
Yeah, the ultimate trolls before
so
the internet
funny.
Even knew what trolls were. Anyways, so I'm going to give a fair disclaimer right off the bat. There is going to be a lot of shout outs here. So it's probably safe to start at the 10-minute mark and skip ahead right now and then do maybe every other minute until you figure out how far you want to go. So. Yep. Bye. See you in a couple minutes. You want to start out with our new Patreon patrons?
Yes, we have three.
I guess I should have said why. Like, why? Like, if you don't like banter. Like, not just... Skip the 10
minutes. We're going to do it, but nobody listened to it.
It's going to be dead air for 10 minutes.
If it's offensive to you when we don't talk about Grey's Anatomy, then I don't know why you listen. And B, skip. So we have three new Patreons. We have Lisa...
Woohoo!
We have Cebu.
Ooh, shout out.
And Leslie.
Yes, and that was just from today. I think today that one came out.
Earlier today came Leslie. So thank you all so much.
So I have been messaging, I think, all three of them. Leslie just... I think she also just... Yep, she said at the end of the last thing she said in her Instagram message, joining Patreon right now. Leslie, thank you. So she also recently started watching Grey's within the last couple of years.
Which one?
So what's that?
Who? Lisa or Leslie?
Leslie.
Leslie, okay.
And I will go back and I will listen... I'll read the rest of your message in a few minutes there, Leslie, or later on today. And then Lisa, let's see. She just got in. I was actually messaging her. I think I shouted her out last week or the week before, and she was getting on the Patreon and the Discord, and she's been having a lot of fun. So definitely want to shout out that. And then remember how we had a recent review named Charity?
No, but I believe you.
It was like Charity VT, something like that. And I made a joke. I was like, oh, it's Charity Vermont. Ha 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 ha. It is Charity Vermont. It is. My prediction was correct.
Oh, God.
And then she did say, which is Vermont, by the way. So I love that she said that. And I just wanted to shout out that she texted me. And she's like, I'm so sorry about the White Sox. It's a sad day to be a White Sox fan, just in general. The whole year has been a sad day to be a White Sox fan. Wanted to shout out Cynthia from Ontario. Just started watching Suits, so that's going to be a fun journey. And she currently is season 5, episode 24. So she's going to be, man, when season 6 hits, she's going to be having a good time. All right, and I'm shouting out also Liz, who I told her that you and I would help peer pressure her husband to start watching Grey's.
Oh, yeah, do it. It's a good time.
So, hold on, wait. Yeah. Tyler. So, Kelsey, can you help me peer pressure Tyler?
Tyler, damn it. Sit down and watch the Netflix.
Yeah, or Hulu, realistically.
Oh, that's true.
Disney They're both Plus, there.
Wherever you're watching it.
Yeah. So, Tyler, when you are with Liz at home tonight, cuddling in bed with that sweet, sweet little angel, fucking watch Grey's. But don't do it on shrooms. Don't watch shrooms.
Do it on
She said that she was listening to the episode where I was talking about how my old boss just said he'd watched the Static episode on TV on shrooms.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think that's it for now. There's a couple of people that I've reached out to who I need to respond to. Also shout out to Callista, who is a big fan of any musical type. So someone who was I messaging that they were like, I thought that there would be more Hamilton references. And I apologized. I don't think, I didn't give nearly enough Hamilton references for a musical episode. That is on me. So I apologize to everyone that I've let down in this moment, myself included, you know. But anyways. Oh, and then Cynthia.
Cynthia, she's a really cool dancer. Cynthia,
Leggy
to the groove now.
Sorry, I already said that. Cynthia from Ontario. I'm so fucking dumb.
It's so true.
She tried to say, did you just mean to... did you just try to admit that some of your predictions may not be right? And I was like, no, I'm being humble. All my predictions are fucking right.
It's not true.
It's true. Oh my fucking words. Predictions.
Crushed
predictions
it.
Are true.
You crushed that.
All right. We did pretty good. Anyone else you need a shout out?
No, I just want to say that sometimes Instagram really hides messages. So if you message us and it takes me like a couple of days to get back to you, it's because like I have to hunt. Sometimes it goes into message requests and sometimes it goes into hidden requests, which is stupid because the only ones that need to go to hidden requests are like the robots that are trying to sell me crypto. But
or
sometimes
porn.
Real people end up there, and I apologize, but I do try and like find it. But if I miss you, also like last week it just kept telling me that I had a new message, but there was not a new message anywhere. And I was like, I don't understand. And it was driving me insane because I hate having notification bubbles. And there wasn't a message for me to like read to clear it. But sometimes Instagram is just silly. So I apologize if it takes me a while to get back. But I try and respond to everybody promptly.
We love that. We do love that.
A couple things. First of all, like two episodes. I think it was either the musical. I think it was the episode right before the musical. There was a line that we completely didn't discuss, and it's like a very iconic Christina line. And so I have to address this because otherwise, like, I'm not even a real Christina fan. Mm. It's when Owen tells her she's pretty or something or beautiful. And she says, screw beautiful. If you want to appease me, I'm screw beautiful, I'm brilliant. If you want to appease me, compliment my mind. And I was like,
did we really not talk about that line?
We didn't talk about it. And I had it written down in my notes. Yeah, it was written in my notes, like the direct quote. So I don't know how we missed it. But anyways, it's a very like iconic Christina line. Like people reference it all the time, and we just like didn't address it. So I wanted to mention that because we love it. We love her, and she's correct.
And you heard it here, heard it.
Are you okay? Have you not caffeinated today? Having a stroke? Like, what is happening?
I've only drank like this much of my Zoa. That's not enough. I was going to say, you heard it here first, folks. Carmen and Kelsey hate women and feminism, and we reduce women to only their beautiful looks, just like Owen Hunt. So,
and their ability to carry children, yeah. Just like Owen Hunt.
Oh,
fuck that guy.
Goodness. We do see this episode. He kind of like gently brings up like, oh, look at how cute those fucking kids are.
And oh, my God.
Like,
and then he gets mad that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're stupid, Owen. Okay. The other thing is we keep saying Sarah Ramirez, and that is wrong. Their name is pronounced Sada Ramirez. Like, I watched a video of them explaining it, and they said Sada like tostada. And they go, and I know everybody knows how to say tostada. And I go,
because they're
true.
Delicious.
So we will try and correct that moving forward. It's confusing to us because we're silly little stupid Americans who only know how to pronounce things in one way. We have to remember there is a vast world of languages and cultures there. And not everything is pronounced exactly how it looks sometimes. So Sada.
Yeah.
Like tostada.
Shout out to, I think it was Katya who had done that, right? Katya, yeah. Also, I have been thinking about you all week. I need to shout you out. Not only are you constantly sharing our posts on your Instagram story, which we love, but you bring so much insight to the Discord and to our Patreon group, and you've been one of our listeners right from the beginning. Also mm-hmm. from Dude Thoughts. Like, just thank you for everything. And also, you get a special shout out from me personally, because while I have not done this yet, you have given me everything I need to update our ad information for season 7 in Audio Boom. So I saw your message. I just haven't responded to it, but I really, really, really appreciate you. So shout out, Katya.
I also have one more shout out. Angie, yeah. Who had the brilliant idea for us to make a pets thread for us to share animal
yes!
pictures on our Discord, because
oh
it brings everybody so much joy. It's just like little puppy and kitten pictures and all kinds of goobers, like just being precious. And we even had, who was it that shared their little rats? So funny. Anyways, it's just lots of cute little pet pictures, and it's so fun, and we love it. And that was a brilliant idea, Angie. So well done.
Yeah, it was really, really awesome to go through and see those. And it's funny, that was like, my phone was blowing up. And I was like, oh no, yeah. Is this another, am I getting more spoilies?
No, but as no, soon as just... I saw where she was like, oh, should we have a pet thread? And I was like, yeah, we should. And I immediately did it. And I was like, okay, everybody, it's over here. And immediately it was like 20,000 notifications of everybody sharing their animals.
So if like, you are out there at home, and you've been thinking about joining a Patreon, any Patreon, and you want to join a Patreon where the value of pets is not in how they taste, but in how they look. Listen, this episode is going to have quite a few moments.
No, we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to give this man anymore time.
Fine.
Oh, I am going to say
just
this,
hold
though,
on.
Because...
Wait, just finish my thought. If you've been thinking about joining a Patreon, you should join ours. Right. Do it. Patreon.com/Grey's Academy Pod, and we would love to have you and give you a beautiful shout out. And then message me or Kelsey on Instagram at karma.gabriel.official or at caticallykelsey, or email us at graysacademypod@gmail.com, and we will respond to you and love you and welcome you, and then also love your pictures of your pets.
Yes. Also, this is important. Today that we are recording this, which is the 17th, is the United States Voter Registration Day. So everyone make sure you're registered to vote if you are eligible. And also, too...
Is this the cutoff? Like, I have
no,
to
no, no,
do
No, 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 no.
Okay.
This is just, like, the day where everyone's like, yay, go do this. Because I will say I looked it up. Most of the states that have deadlines, the deadline is October. Like the first week of October. It's about a month out from elections. So
I need to
make
go
sure
update
you check
my license
where
and register.
You live, your state, and see what the rules are, and make sure that, yeah, everything's up to date with your address and everything. And then if you like need to request an absentee ballot, make sure you're requesting those, because you have to request those by a certain date as well if you want to get that in on time. So just make sure you're up to date and ready to vote, because it's an important election, as they all are nowadays. Mm. Also, make sure you're up to date on all of your local people as well, because it's not just a presidential election. There's other things that are also that matter a lot. So yeah. Make sure you're... I really like the website Ballotpedia. Like, it's like Wikipedia, but it's Ballot... is that right? Anyways, you can like type in your address and it will show you your specific ballot and like link to all of the candidates' websites and like give you all kinds of different information. And like if there's bills on there, it'll like break down what they all mean.
And just make sure you know how to spell the word ballot. It's with an O. If you spell a different word, you might end up at Ballotpedia, which is fun, but not as informative.
It is Ballotpedia. I'm right. Ballotpedia.org. And then if you just go to vote.gov, it'll tell you how to register where you are specifically.
With that.
Woohoo! Okay, now let's talk about Grey's Anatomy.
Go ahead and kick us off. I'm going to eat this cookie.
Okay, eat your pumpkin cookie. This is episode 19 of the 7th season. It is episode 145 overall. And now I have to take a really long time to say what the title is, because Carmen's mouth is full of a cookie.
I didn't. That's my bad. That's yeah.
I also was like, yeah, that's fine. I need a cookie. This episode is called It's a Long Way Back. And that is a song.
Perfect timing. I just swallowed my cookie. It was delicious. It was perfect. Sorry. It's called
No
what?
Flaws, No Regrets.
It's a Long Way Back. Yes. Is a song by the Ramones. So the reason that I was confused for a second on the name was because this song is not what I have pulled up on my phone, because that song did not have any charting information to share with you, it was part of the album Road to Ruin, which was the fourth album released by the Ramones on September 22nd, 1978. And it was released as an LP. It had 8 tracks on that. It was released as an LP, but it did have, remember, audio cassettes? It had that as well.
I do recall. The 90s.
Audio cassettes and floppy disks have become the differentiator at work recently of am I too old and are you too young for just in general with my team.
The answer is probably yes to both, unfortunately.
Yes to both, yes. So, yes, released September 22nd, 1978. The song Long Way Back is on there. The album itself did chart okay. It reached the top 100 in Australia, Finland, Sweden, and the UK, and it reached as high as number 103 in the US Billboard Hot 200. So the song itself, I'm going to get some heat for this, being a punk rock fan. I don't think the Ramones are that great. I'm so, so, so sorry. But I think I'm okay with my opinion, and I'm all right.
You typically are very okay with your opinion.
I'm okay with my own opinion. But the song, it was also, objectively speaking, I think it was just okay. I don't think it's one of their best songs. Did not make it to the Carmen iTunes library. And the song is getting a 1 out of 5. This is a med student.
Delightful. Okay. This episode was written by William Harper and directed by Steve Robin. Aired April 28th, so almost a full month after the musical, because the musical was March 31st, and this was April 28th. So, and then it aired to 10.67 million views, so dropped about 3 million, because, you know, it wasn't the musical, I guess, so people were not as on board with it.
Or the people did the musical, and they're like, I can never watch the show again. This show has, it's all the, never mind.
They'll say, it's all downhill from here. How could you possibly top this musical?
That's, honestly, I loved, we have some split divisions within our Patreon. Did you see the voting so far?
Yes, I did.
You like that little poll? So we did a poll where it's hate the news document. So I said news, but I mean the documentary episode.
Yeah.
So hate the documentary episode, love the musical, love the musical, hate, or love the documentary, hate the musical, love both, hate both. And so far, I think love both is the highest answer so far. So, but there's some people who hate the musical, and they've got some, they've got 27% of the vote.
I would say there's most people hate the musical on the internet. People are not a fan.
Only 7% of our folks hate both. So I'm very curious who hates both.
Oh, does it not tell you who voted? It's truly anonymous.
Oh, it does. Oh,
no. There's no way it doesn't tell you.
Oh, no. You know who you are. You're listening to this right now, and I'm not going to put you on blast. Should I put this person on blast?
No.
Should I? Okay.
No.
All right. I'll do it off air, and then we could decide if we want to circle back to this in between episodes. That is so funny. I did not see that coming. I didn't know. I'm live learning that I could go and select to see who the people are. So, anyways, continue.
Yes, hold on.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Netflix. What the heck? Okay. Netflix synopsis. It's a long way back. Everyone tries to help Callie and her baby recover. The death of a trial patient impacts Derek and Meredith in different ways.
Okay.
Now to Hulu. Everyone tries to help Callie and her baby recover. The end.
Hmm. Okay. At least not a verbatim thing, you know?
Yeah.
There are some other things that happened in this episode, though.
Yeah. This episode, I like that it covers a long period of time, but also is clear that it covers a long period of time, because sometimes episodes are just like, oh yeah, this same thing that happened in this episode was 3 months ago. And you're like, what? So I like a timestamp for my little dumb brain. That's like, right. So we get like 1 week after the accident, 5 weeks after the accident, and 12 weeks after the accident. And I did math, and 12 weeks would be 84 days in the NICU. That's a long time.
That is a long time. And that's longer. 12 weeks is longer than what she was early.
No.
Was she early 12 weeks?
No, she was more than that, because she was 23 weeks.
No, I thought she was 20. What's the viability cusp? 26?
Typically 24.
Oh, okay.
She was like
that's
23
gross.
And a half. She was at the end of 23. So that's math, 17 weeks. So typically, to my understanding, it's like pretty normal for a baby born very early to at least spend the rest of the gestation in the NICU. Obviously, it varies child to child. Right. And Stark says in this episode, like, typically he wouldn't like allow a baby to this baby like a to leave. But because she's parented by three doctors, he's like has faith that they'll be able to do OK at home. So anyways, it varies based on child and circumstance and everything, but yes, 84 days is a long time. Also, I think September is like NICU preemie awareness month, so shout out to all the PICU NICU nurses, and God bless you, and shout out to all the parents who have had preemies and have had to live that life, because I cannot imagine.
Yeah, no thank you. I did know one person, a friend of mine, where their son was born, was in the NICU, but also like broke his arm, got broken on the delivery. Like, it was very weird. I also didn't even realize, like, that's one of those things. Call me an idiot if you want to for this, not because of, you know,
just
everything for existing. But I didn't, like, it's one of those things where I'm like, oh, babies can break bones, because, you know, I think the soft spot on the head, I think they don't have real kneecaps. Like, I think there's still, like, I don't know. It's just a weird thing to think that their bones can break.
Yeah.
And that was, like, I guess a dumb
moment
for me.
Well, also because people are always like, oh, babies are fine.
Right.
They'll be fine. Just
I mean,
drop
I
them.
Am
they
guilty
bounce.
Of saying that,
like,
too.
What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not. Remember when I asked that in the hospital to the doctor? I'm like, is it true? Oh, babies bounce, right? And they're like, please don't drop the babies.
Remember when I was in labor and you were like, what does that mean, 7 centimeters? And she like took out that chart and showed you, and you were like, oh no.
I do remember that. And then shortly after that, they kicked me out.
Yeah. That's all right.
Or I voluntarily vacated the room to have my bowels erupt. One of those two.
Well, you voluntarily left and then your bowels erupted. It wasn't, you were like, I would like to go shit my pants now.
Yeah. It took me a long time to have Wendy's after that. And I saw a commercial for a Frosty the other night and I said, I could fuck with some Wendy's.
I have been thinking about Frosties a lot.
Should we just stop recording right now and go get Frosties?
No, but we should get Frosties.
Okay. I'm going to get a Frosty today and we'll do it at the same time. So we'll be in separate time zones and states doing Frosties together.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right. Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. So yeah, we talked about it's over several weeks. So it can show like the different stages of both Callie's recovery and the baby's recovery. Excuse me. And, I really like that type of storytelling.
Yeah, that was nice to follow.
And they said that they planned to do it that way as soon as they decided to do the car crash and the musical episode because they knew it was going to be like a big recovery thing and they just thought it was easier, like a better way to tell the story of the recovery in one episode and just like do it over a longer period of time.
I like that.
So let's start with Richard.
Let's start with the name. We get it right on the screen off the beginning.
Sophia.
I think I've earned a correct prediction because of all of the names in this name. I said it was going to be, what did I say?
Sophia.
No, but I said she was going to have like 12 names and she did. Sophia Robbins Sloan Torres.
Yeah, I think Robbins is her middle name and Sloan Torres is her last name.
It did say on the screen Robin, not Robbins. Which confused me first. Yeah, there was no... Yeah.
I believe you. I don't remember, but I believe you. So it's more of like a nod. She's named for Arizona since she doesn't have that last name.
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
So, but it would have been, I think, a little bit of a nicer touch if it was Sophia, Albus Severus, Dumbledore, Snape,
I don't love that,
Hedrick,
but I'm
Sloan
glad
Torres,
for her.
Darth Vader, Yoda, the end.
She is eensy. She's still 1 pound,
teeny,
1 ounce.
Tiny.
It's just so small. Also, Mark's old ass iPhone, like thick as shit. Just like, it's like a fucking brick.
That's the size of the boxes they get shipped in now.
I know.
Which.
Okay. So, wait, what are we starting with? Because I need to get
start
this
with
Richard. I need
go
to
ahead
get
and let's do Richard. Let's talk
about
him. We
got to talk about this.
Sad.
Yes. Richard, where Adele is at is sad. Lots about this storyline I don't find sad, but find very upsetting. Mainly the pressure Richard is putting on Meredith and how Meredith chooses to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts on Meredith's chicanery?
Chicanery?
Yes.
I don't know that I've ever heard that word before.
It's like shenanigans.
Like malarkey?
A little bit, yes.
Like
shenanigans.
Like there's some trouble afoot. There's
like,
some poor
like
choices.
Like bullshit.
Like what is it? Chicanery.
Chicanery. Like a chick.
Chicanery. Okay,
chicanery.
Chicanery. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Professor.
You're so welcome.
First off, fuck Meredith in this episode.
Yeah. I don't love it.
Not good.
I love the choices.
Listen, I also want to tell you, I think it's very important to note. From the second this episode started until it ended, I was sweating. I was like, someone's going to die. Someone is dying.
You were pretty adamant that Callie, Arizona, or that child was going to die like two episodes ago.
They did a couple of misdirects. We'll get to it. But I want you to know the whole episode, and it bleeds into this because of the Meredith storyline, I was so nervous. I was like sweating watching this episode.
Yeah.
But when Meredith goes into the room, and also I noticed her noticing the password right off the bat. I was like, she's going to do something. Like they didn't hide that well. So I was really nervous when she went in and I'm like, do they not have cameras?
That was my first thought is I was like, there's security footage.
There's security footage anywhere.
Maybe not in 2011. I don't remember how the world was working then.
No, in a post 9/11 world, there should be cameras everywhere. Which we also didn't mention last week for, you know, take a moment of silence because we recorded on the 10th or we recorded on the 11th or something like that, but we missed it by a day. Mm-hmm. Or I don't.
Let's go.
Nah, yeah, I don't know. Anyways, rest in peace. Never forget. So I also don't think that Richard was pressuring Meredith on. I didn't feel it like that first that first interaction. Did you feel like you saw that as pressure? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought it
when
is.
When he's like, well, because he starts and he's like, you noticed it and you pushed me. And she's like, yeah, like, you know, we'll do everything we'll do what we can. And he's like, I know that you've done everything for her. And then he like leans into the fact that he's like, it's taken me so long to stop fucking your mom and actually be in love with my wife.
It took
so
her
you need
dying.
To you need to go back and fix my mistakes.
Thank God your mom died, or else I would never have been able to realize how much of an idiot I was. Acting award, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, he definitely pivots hard from appealing to Derek, you know, 2-3 episodes ago to get Adele into the trial, to now appealing to Meredith to be like,
that's so funny. I really didn't feel that. I didn't catch up on that.
Interesting. I
knew
like
he was making the small talk about it in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. Like that obviously was happening. He's like, oh, clinical trial. And she's like, yeah, you.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh yeah, no, she's great. Thanks so much for asking. And then she finds the post-it, which we can talk about, but then I'm talking more about like when he brings her in and she's like, we're going to take her to an MRI and then go straight to the surgery. Like, don't worry.
Yeah. That end scene.
And but that's when he's like, you've done everything you can. And she's
do you think
not yet.
Do you think that he was like leaning in, that he saw a secret security tape and he's like, I saw you switch the
no, she
file.
Hadn't done it at that point. That is before she switches it.
Are you sure?
That conversation, I'm 100% positive. And that is why she does it in my belief system. Because of that conversation.
Oh, maybe my timeline is off. I just watched this episode. How can I be? Let me look at my notes here.
She like switches it like that, like while Adele is in the MRI, is my assumption.
Oh, okay. Man, yeah, your goodness. That
your
was
process it, on it.
It doesn't change my thoughts. It kind of honestly makes me a little bit concerned at how weak Meredith is. Weak minded.
Well, let's blame Richard. Because he is abusing his.
They
I don't
both...
even think it's an abuse of power as chief. I just think it's an abuse of like pre-existing relationships.
Also, he's really leaning into the implication.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's like, I messed up by sleeping with your mom and she's no longer here to deal with that. So if you could deal with it, because I sure as shit am not gonna.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I don't love it. I don't like it. That scene with Adele and Meredith, though, the
Ooh,
second it started, I was like, we should take a pause for a regional sponsor break before I share exactly what my thoughts were. That's what I was thinking.
That's what you thought when you were watching the episode?
When I thought it. This is perfect. What I was, yeah.
Amazing.
So we'll be right back.
Worked out for us.
After these messages. I know, I have great foresight. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
And we're back. And so after I had that thought of we should pause for regional sponsors, I had this thought of, they've pointed out her decline a couple of times now.
Yeah.
She's not going to be lucid. Yeah, and
when she's just sitting in the lobby and Meredith finds her. Also, to recap, this is the episode where, like, at the beginning of the episode, Richard walks away from Meredith and a post-it falls off of him and Meredith picks it up and it says, "This is Richard. Richard is your husband," which is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, that is just so upsetting.
Some 51st dates shit right there.
Like, so upsetting.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was hard. And also, I was like, what's on the note? And I tried to pause it. You really can't read
no,
it.
You can't read it backwards.
Yeah.
You got to wait till she shows it to Derek.
So, but yeah, as soon as they sat down, I was like, ooh, this is going to be bad. Something is bad is going to happen. Adele's not going to be lucid. And then I was like, she's going to think that she's Ellis. Because I think someone had made that connection before, or Ellis had thought that she was her friend from school.
Well, Ellis had talked to Meredith like she was like a friend.
Yeah. And then she had talked to Weber in a non-lucid state a couple of times.
Well, yeah, but she thought they were just like back to being residents or something.
Mm, boning. And yeah, when Adela's like, "Give me back my husband," and I was like, whoa.
Well, and first Meredith's like, "Oh no, I'm not Ellis, I'm Meredith," and then she's just like, "You can have him back, my bad."
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, very upsetting. And again, Loretta Devine just fucking kills it with the performance. Like, so good. Also, Ellen Pompeo. Like, the reaction she gives is really good.
Yeah. So that was the scene where, after that, Meredith was like, okay, you've convinced me. I need to take matters into my own hands.
Well, she has that scene. And then next is when Richard brings her
on top of it with the Richard. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Richard is like.
So here's where I'm like, Meredith, you're brilliant, but you're so stupid. You went in and out of that office how many times? Just take them both. Look at them both.
Well, she was really hopeful that the first one, you know, it would be good to go.
I see that and I get it. When people tell me hope isn't a strategy, my response is rebellions are built on hope. So I get it. But also,
again, we don't know that there's cameras. We think in our brain there are, but like it feels like they're not.
But someone could have walked into that office at any moment. And then Alex does see her and he's like, what's going on? What are you doing? And she's like, nothing. I'm working. And goodness. Yeah. Also, man, Alex in this episode. Goodness. What a wild episode, actually.
This is a lot happening in this episode. This is not a skippable episode.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But this all starts, rest in peace, poor Ed. His family lies on the history because they're
that's
so desperate.
Sad. Yeah, that's really sad.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, so the reason that Adele is able to get into the trial is because they're like about, they have this guy in the OR and they're about to start drilling. They haven't even done anything. And he's like, his blood pressure spikes and then he has a heart attack. He has a huge heart attack and they can't do anything. Like, they cannot get him back. And so then Derek's like, we have to put a hold on everything until like we get the autopsy results and figure out like why we didn't see this coming. And then it's revealed that they just withheld the history of his heart problems because they didn't want it to prevent him from getting in the trial, which it probably would have. And this, yeah, so he had passed away because of that. So Meredith brings up to Derek, like, well, why don't we put Adele in? And he's like, you know, she's not far enough along. And that's when she shows him the post-it. And she's like, I think she might be far enough along now.
Yeah.
And it was, I think like maybe 3 weeks since her last test. And she had gone from, maybe they said 5 weeks. Either way, she had, obviously she had done the 27 prior and this time it was a 23. So it was like a very rapid decline. And Meredith even says, like, what if we don't put her in the trial and we just give her the medicine? Because that's the only way to guarantee she gets the medicine.
Without ruining the trial.
And Derek's like, well, that would ruin the trial because, you know, it's not approved. We can't, like, do anything, blah, 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 all this stuff. So she's like, oh, yeah, okay. Which, like, let's remember a couple episodes ago when Derek, you know, like, just wanted to put Adele in the trial even though she wasn't, like, her score wasn't enough. And Meredith was the one that was saying no.
Good, like, point. I forgot about that. Meredith, you flip-flopper.
That's what I'm telling you, man.
I forgot.
Richard and Adele, the personal aspect got to her too much.
Oh, I forgot.
And I think because Derek is still in the mindset of, you know, a couple weeks ago, Meredith was telling me to keep the person out of it. He doesn't think that he needs to step in and, like, reset that boundary because he thinks that she's probably still in that same headspace.
Yeah.
So I don't think he ever would have thought she would have done something like this. And, you know, she did.
She did. I'm also having a realization mid conversation that Meredith's eyes must be working again because she did the surgery.
Oh yeah. Because she stopped taking the medicine that episode.
But Lucy was like, it may never come back. You may be blind forever.
No. Yeah. But then she went to the eye doctor and Richard was like, you just got to do this until he says you're fine.
And we never see that part is what I'm saying.
But
I'm realizing.
Just see her, yeah. We see her surgery again.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, at what point were you like, oh, Meredith's really going to I don't know if it's breaking the law. I feel like it is. But it's definitely as close to, if it's not illegal, it's as close to illegal as some says you can get. And it's definitely super fucking wrong and unethical. Think about, like, she's taking that away from the other person who would have gotten it.
Yeah, it's maybe it's not illegal in the sense that she's breaking a law, but it is for sure unethical. And
it tampers with the trial results. It's no longer a blind trial.
It tampers with the trial. Yeah, it's no longer a blind trial, but it is. Yeah, it's a medical. It's breaking the medical code, but I don't think it's breaking the law. But I don't know. If you're a medical lawyer out there and you've worked on clinical trials, please email us and let us know. But it for sure is wrong. It's for sure icky. And I actually didn't think she was going to change it until she went back in. Because when she saw that it was the placebo, I was like, damn, that's like, she's got to hold on to that all the way up until the surgery. And then
She doesn't.
She just.
She's like, what if instead I just fucked up some shit?
Yeah. So that was pretty wild. But I didn't think that she was going to do it until she went back and she saw that the other one was the active agent. And then she went and she switched everything. So.
Yep.
Yep. Goodness, Meredith. And then they're just laying in bed and Derek's like, ugh, I'm so happy.
He's so relieved. Yeah.
I wish I could tell Weber. I wish I didn't have to keep this from him. And Meredith is like, oh, yeah, don't I know it? I can't even tell you. She's going to tell him. Official prediction.
She's probably he knows he asked me to do that.
Yeah. She's going to tell it. She's going to tell Derek at the end of the trial.
You think she'll tell Derek?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's your prediction. So then, it will come out and she will be the one that tells Derek.
And then they're going to get into a huge fight and they're going to break up. And then the next episode, Derek dies.
Okay.
Because the house that he is building for her has a faulty support beam and the whole house collapses on him.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
That's not a good way to go.
Yeah. Also, where is the house? When will the house be built?
We'll see.
Will we?
I don't know.
He dies before even going in the house. He dies while the house is still under construction and it's his dying breath and Meredith finishes it.
She hammers in the last nail.
Yeah, and then she raises all of the saved children that Alex brought over from Africa.
Yeah, wait, are we done with Derek and Meredith?
Yeah, we can be done with Derek and Meredith.
Are we done with Adele and Richard?
Yeah.
And the general sadness that is Alzheimer's.
General sadness? Yes.
Okay.
I do like that scene where Derek was like, oh, I've thought about it. In my head, I envision a world where Derek says the FDA could kill us right now where we stand with their with their Hydra helicarrier technology for even having this conversation, Meredith. But also, yes, I've thought about it. That was funny. I paused it right when that conversation ended. And I was just chuckling to myself. I'm like, this is Avengers Civil War or Captain America Civil War.
Oh, don't even get me started on Civil War. God, it's so fucking stupid.
Derek for sure sides with Steve Rogers on that one. Like an idiot.
Steve wouldn't have sided with Steve. I can't get into this right now. It doesn't make any sense to me. What? It doesn't matter. Okay.
You think Derek is pro Bucky. Derek is like Bucky had Alzheimer's. He didn't know he was killing Meredith's parents.
My thing is like I'm not anti Bucky. I just think, why all of a sudden are you going to negate all of your current very strong, very valid relationships for one relationship? Like, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Like, can we all just sit down and talk like grown-up people,
but
please?
Then the movie wouldn't have happened. Then Spider-Man wouldn't be here. Guys, we need to remember the most important thing. It's capitalism and money.
I do love Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Okay. So, yeah, let's talk Alex real quick.
And the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes, who RIP passed away in 2016.
Did she really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
She basically plays the exact same character in this TV show.
Well, all right, settle down. She's not that mean and everybody loves Raymond.
No, no, no. She's very sweet. She's very funny. Actually, her and Raymond's wife and then Raymond's brother are my three favorite characters on that show. Actually,
I didn't watch a whole lot of it.
It was a show that was on.
Raymond.
A lot.
His voice is so deep. Raymond.
Oh yeah,
the brother.
He's in a Night at the Museum. He's the Stonehenge guy.
Yeah, I haven't watched Night at the Museum.
What?
Michael gets mad at me a lot about
you stood on this podcast with me for 3 years with Robin Williams and Ben Stiller in the background, and this is the first time this has come up.
Also, we're almost at 4 years. I think next week is 4 years since we started this podcast.
2021. No, not 2020.
Started... Oh, okay.
3 years. I think today, the 17th, actually might be 3 years since the first time we recorded an episode.
But we released it on like the 26th or 27th.
Something like that, yeah.
You guys, yeah. Thanks for listening.
Celebrate Grey's Academy, yeah.
Seventh heaven. I don't know where that came from. Okay.
I don't want to wait.
For my life to be over. We're doing great. Alex has Gladys with Owen.
Gladys.
And she's mean. She's old and crotchety and rich and dying and mean.
And she wants everyone to know how rich and dying she is at all times. And
well,
dear
honestly,
Lord, someone get this woman a cigarette next to the oxygen tanks, please.
Yeah, I'm like, we've seen this storyline. Did you think she was going to explode at any point?
Actually, no, I didn't have that thought, but I see now how maybe I should have had that concern.
Episode of the man that did explode? It was like the first episode that Mark was hired at the hospital because the guy lights a cigarette and his face, he has oxygen tube, so his face explodes. It was like the first episode where Mark's a doctor there.
Actually, no, I don't remember that.
He's a car salesman. And the wife is like, he needs his face. He has a nice face.
Oh, I do remember that. I don't remember the context, but I remember that particular thing. I don't remember him exploding, but I do remember the wife being like, he needs his face. All he has is his face.
He exploded because he lit a cigarette.
Which, speaking of,
attached to oxygen.
I know that this is totally unrelated, but have you watched Only Murders in the Building?
I have not, but many people tell me to.
We binged 3 episodes last night, and I gotta tell you, there is for sure a difference between how I like that show and how I like Private Practice, because I would have kept watching that show all night.
Well, you'd like truly binge it?
Yeah, but I had to force myself not to. I actually, yeah, that is high praise. So all of you Private Practice fans out there, maybe it's also because it's different when it's work and the fun of just like watching a show and like mindlessly being like, oh, this is funny. Yeah. Anyways, okay. Private Practice content coming soon for Brianna exclusively.
Gladys is old. And rich. And mean to Alex. And Alex is like, I'll just be mean back. I actually don't care. And I'm like, honestly, yeah, go for it. You know, whatever. She seems like she's into it. And so Owen is there with her and they're like, we can't discharge you because you're so dying. And she's pissed about it. And she keeps like trying to negotiate her way out and they're like, dude, you're gonna die here. Like, just like get over it, you know. And so Alex is being Alex and Owen's like, do you have ambition or goals in life? Do you want to be chief resident? What are you going to do? And he's like, I'm going to bring these Africa kids, because he had previously seen Arizona looking at a scan because she was meant to go back to Africa, which she does say when she comes back originally from Africa that they are like, oh, we're going to go back and forth, blah, blah, blah. So she was supposed to go back, but obviously with both Sophia and Callie in the hospital, she's like, I don't feel like I can leave right now, which is valid. And she like feels bad. And Alex says, oh, just bring them here. And she's like, I would love to, but it's expensive. And there's like all this red tape, so I can't. And so then Alex pulls it out of his butt to Owen and is like, this is my plan for my like reason I should be chief resident. I'm going to bring all these kids from Africa to get all these surgeries done. And it's going to be amazing. And
this was the moment.
Like, neat.
Yeah, this was the moment where I basically envision Hunt saying, do you have a plan? And Alex yells, I have concepts of a plan.
Oh, my God. So funny, though.
And then Lexi is just standing there like, you just right out of your sphincter hole. That's all it
right
was.
Right out of your and rear end.
She is just like happily smiling and leering at the same time. And it is just so much fun. That was a fun scene.
Yeah, this is a fun Lexi episode. Her and Alex's like banter back and forth is really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So they
fucked.
I do. I was actually gonna bring that up. I was like, do you remember?
I do remember they dated. She's dated Alex in a serious relationship. She's dated Mark twice in a serious relationship, and now she's dating Jackson in what seems to be medium serious. Has she dated anyone outside of the hospital that I'm forgetting? Have we seen other boyfriends?
No, she was like in love with George, but for no reason.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, for no. Who did I piss off recently? Then I said I was at this block party and I was talking to some new neighbors and I was like, yeah, I know George is dead. Like that's the big reveal. That's one of the big reveals that happened. And I was like, yeah, I hated him. He was the worst character. And they're like, oh no. And I'm like, sorry, I struck a chord.
People who love George don't remember they only remember the last like five episode season. They don't remember the other five seasons.
Yeah. It was a funny scene. And then, so it is funny earlier in that episode when she's saying everything's a negotiation. Alex really brings that back and he is not afraid to do it. And I love that.
Yeah, so he fully like realizes he needs money to make this happen. He's like, I'll just proposition this rich old lady because like, what's she doing with this money?
Multiple times, which I need to know if that is illegal. I need to know.
Lexi says it is.
And she would know. She's read up on this.
Yeah, it feels like she would be right. So Alex asks her for money and she's like, fuck off. And then goes back with pictures of all of these little sick children and is like playing the fucking Sarah McLachlan song, like while he's showing her all of these sick children. And then she's like, get out and never come back. And then immediately has
five
Lexi
seconds
Page
later.
In,
yeah.
She's like, you're the only one who is a good doctor. And he's like, yeah, I'll be your doctor for $100,000. And she's like, fine. Well, they go back and forth. And yeah. She says, you're a terrible negotiator. And he's like, I'm not negotiating.
Amy, I need you to roll me. You're a wrestler. You know how to roll me real good. This girl's going to kill me.
Yeah. Bed sores are such an unsettling concept.
Yeah, I don't have a desire. She said at one point, I'm going to sue for $10,000 for each sore right on my rumpus. And I'm like, oh, this is... This
unpleasant.
Is insane. This woman is going through so much. We need to give her the care she needs. And instead, she gets Alex Karev.
And then dies.
And then dies.
I mean, I don't Do they even say, like, what she's dying from? Let me find out.
I'm gonna is that she was like, I was the pinnacle of health before I came and saw you.
She has lung cancer. And then they do an operation, and she gets a post-op infection. So
yeah.
That she can never leave. So, you know, he swindles her out of 100 grand, and then she immediately dies because Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Drama. And Meredith is like, I can't believe you did that. And he goes, you know what happens when you break the rules, Meredith? You get $100,000.
Gifted to you. So drinks are on me.
And she's like, hey, that's good advice. I'm going to go break some rules. She dies. But he's already, like, got the ball in motion at this point. Owen is like, oh, this is a good idea. Here's, like, some contacts I have in the military that can do ground transport for you. And, you know, he's gotten Mark, Arizona, Bailey, like every doctor to agree to do pro bono. And so he pitches to Stark that he would be basically pay to like get them over, like pay just the logistical fees. And he's like, no, your plan is bad. You can't make plans, which is rude. I'm like, your presentation was bad. That doesn't mean the plan is bad. Like, the presentation could have been better.
Well, the plan may just not have been fully baked. I think that he, again, had concepts of a plan.
No, he had a plan, and he had papers.
He had some papers, because
Stark's, like, annoyed that the papers are scattered everywhere.
Yeah. I
think it was truly, at that point, just a presentation issue.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, has all the doctors in place. He has the ground transport in place. Like, he has, like,
he knows
a contact in the clinic in Nambozi to get them all here. I think it's truly just the issue of, like, I think also Alex is the kind of person that needs everything to, like if Stark said, yes, you can have X amount of money, he would be able to execute everything fine. But because, like, that's the missing piece that he needs. But I think the issue is mainly on the presentation. But Stark is really rude about it. He's not just like, hey, this presentation was bad. He was like, you can't do things like this. I'm like, wow, that's super rude.
It was rude. I will say overall, I didn't find myself loathing Stark in this episode. I found myself kind of trying to find ways to understand him a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it put some of those questions about who was it? I know we shouted her out, but one of our friends was defending Stark and like the whole calling child services thing a couple weeks ago. Episodes
Meg,
like
maybe?
This.
Was it Meg? Maybe?
No, it wasn't.
Anyways.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah, please remind me via text or via message on Instagram. I think this kind of like helps put some of those things into perspective. Because he's really not acting heartless. I think he's actually doing a nice job, other than giving April the cold shoulder. But when he's like, you don't get to come up with this half-baked plan and then tell me I'm the villain for not funding it or supporting it. Like, you can't tell me I don't care about these kids. And, like, that in a vacuum, I think, is fine, because I don't think it was a good presentation. I think it was an okay plan. It's getting there. It needs some work. But if Stark really wanted to, like, lead by example or be a mentor for Alex or a good peds attending, he would have said, okay, let's take this plan. Let's keep it going. Like, what's the next step? Like, let's
where can we fill in the holes to make this a plan that I want to fund?
And that would be a good leader for, you know, if Stark was that. But yeah, when he hits him with the people do this, but you don't do this, like you're not a good person.
And I'm like, wow, that's great.
Kind of a shit thing to say to Alex, who clearly is, he has shown that he cares, but
he's capable and he cares.
Yeah.
He just like is a, he just need like, he's clearly never had to do something like this before. And so he needs the guidance to get to the place he can be.
Yeah. Also, it just shows that not a lot of people have taken the time to really focus on him and get to know him, because Arizona is showing that she has, she likes, you know, and Meredith has.
Addison.
So maybe Alex just needs more strong women in his life. That's what he needs.
He needs people that like tell him he can. Because I think he kind of crumbles when he's not the kind of person that's like, if someone tells him he can't do something, like he's going to do it to prove them wrong. Like, he's had a lot in his life, like beat him down, right? He like his dad was like an addict. His mom had a lot of mental illnesses. Now his brother is having the mental illness problem as well. So like, there's just like a lot that he's gone through in his life that has not necessarily put him in a mindset to just really like believe that everything will work out in the end.
Yeah.
Like there are a lot of people that think, you know, everything will be okay. Good for those people. I hope it is all okay for everybody.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that hasn't been the case in their life, so they don't live their life that way.
So the end of this story, basically, when we do the flash forward to 12 weeks,
yeah,
is Alex does get things in motion, which I didn't see this coming. when there's like a lot of celebration and he's giving out the packets and he's like, all right, this is for you, Jackson. This is for you, Christina. And then he's like, actually, no, you'll hate that kid. Okay, give me that. And she hits him with the, wow, the spawn of Satan's turned into Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Great line. Very funny. But when Arizona hugs him and he goes and pukes, I'm like, what is happening? Like,
so funny.
You're that nervous? And then he goes, when Lexi's telling him, like, or when he's telling Lexi, I started it and then I couldn't stop.
I just lied. He was like, I paid for everything that I could and then I maxed out my cards. So I just told people, like, I'll reimburse you. And he's like, but I can't. Like, I have no way to reimburse any of these people.
They're eating $8 cheeseburgers that I can't pay to pay them back.
Yep.
Which airport burgers are more like $20, not $8.
Now, but in 2011, they were probably $8.
Yeah, before the crash, the market crash.
Inflation. Before the second market crash.
Yeah, or the third.
It's been a good time, guys. It's been a good time to be a millennial.
Yeah. That definitely was funny.
That is a twist for sure. And then Lexi's like, this is fully fraud. Like, you fully just... like, this is lies on lies on lies. And so he just bails and he's like, you know what? I'll just get them all here and get their surgeries and then go to jail. Like, I don't care. Like, it is what it is. That's all I can do at this point. And so, like, day that they're getting there and he's handing out all the folders, right? And he goes to Meredith and, like, hands her hers, but also sees that she's being shady as fuck.
Yup.
But Lexi kind of comes and distracts him. She's like, oh, you got this letter from Gladys's lawyer. And he's like, I don't care. Like, if they're trying to sue me, whatever, I'm already going to go to jail, like, whatever. And she's like, no, it's a check. And she had left him $200,000, but she only asked for $100,000. So did you see that coming?
No, I did not. But when you know Raymond's mother, like I do, you should expect the best. She came
What's
through.
Interesting is, like, he asked for $100,000 and, you know, he, like, gets her down to up to $100,000, whatever, before she dies. She had clearly already spoken to her lawyer, like, prior to that.
Yeah.
And that's what's interesting.
Because she died
like,
5 seconds
think,
later.
Yeah, I don't think he asked her for the money. She calls and then immediately dies. Like, I think she had that in motion for a while, which I think is, like, really... I just love it. I don't know how
it's
to like
sweet.
What the word for it is, but I really like it. And Alex's reaction when he's like, that fucking bitch, but like in a sweet way. It's so
the
cute.
The dragon lady left you 200 grand. Yeah. It is nice. I love that. My question is around the logistics of how we've gotten this deep into it. Did anyone at any point think to ask Alex once things were in motion of like, wait, Stark said he's not budgeting this, who's funding this? No one asked. That's where I'm like, how did it even get to that point? That's
maybe
what's crazy.
He was just
me.
Saying like, oh, I've found the money, like I've gotten donors, I've found the money.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, okay,
because
okay,
certainly
okay.
Like I would assume the way that I kind of take the at least like the military transport is like that is kind of like a donation in a way. That's kind of how I read that part anyways. Like once, you know, people are like hearing it's for sick kids, they're like, oh, why don't you just, you know, cover like the cost, you know, like people aren't doing it for profit. They're like, just pay cost.
Right.
And we'll eat the rest of it or whatever. So I think there's probably just he's probably just lying. He's like, oh, yeah, they just donated their time. They donated their service, whatever. And like maybe people just believe that he got it. They're like, well, it wouldn't be happening if it wasn't funded.
And then it happened.
So they're probably like, oh, cool. Like, good for you. You got it funded.
What
I don't know if you know, but there's a lot of shit going on in this hospital. People are not asking questions.
Man.
People are too far up their own drama.
They know now to not ask questions because things will just get done. What country are these kids coming from?
They say the clinic is Nambozi. Let me see where that is specifically.
I'm curious. I guess I probably shouldn't just be sitting here looking.
Wait, where did Arizona go?
I don't remember.
Was it Uganda?
I don't remember.
You guys hear my keyboard?
This isn't dead air, technically, because the keyboard sounds will lift us up on eagle's wings.
Wow, I just opened a really, really large debate on Reddit whether or not the Africa situation, like who was right and who was wrong in the Africa situation.
Like, what do you mean? Like, the country
like
of
Africa? Should Arizona have gone to Africa?
Okay.
Should not have.
That's fair. Well, I guess we could look this up off air. I guess we should probably just take a couple minutes and say let's do another episode.
In the next episode. We'll clarify in the next episode. But yeah, so that's what's going on. Yeah, we'll answer our own questions via the internet and come back and tell you guys like immediately at the second episode after we start with everybody's favorite segment.